Anyway, welcome to our pre-show, Phil Henry Show. Now, this pre-show, I want to let you know, those of you who are watching, because you're BSPs, if you watch this the show on videocast, it may be different slightly from the audiocast show, because the audiocast show now may feature a few cuts, a few edits. I know I threatened to make an edit the other day, and I forgot to, but I think it was on a Saturday show, but we may have certain edits. Oh, man. Kind of fucking dark there, man. We may have certain edits that we do. So anyway, welcome to our pre-show. Let me, I'm going through some shit right now, man. I'm looking right now at the Twitter feed because there was a story here that I wanted to find. God damn it, what was it? I know what it's called, but I can't remember. I can't remember, man. I can't fucking remember, man. I can't remember, man. It was, what was it, man? It was a story about the 18 box office bombs. Well, you know what? I know what I can do. No, I can't do that shit. What is this story about Tim Tebow? Crucible for displaying John 3:16. Interesting. I have my opinion on that, but I won't give it because I don't want anybody to be angry. I'm going to turn it over a new leaf. I don't know if you guys... I have. I'm just completely... I'm just vacating all the fucking politics from the show. I just am. I don't want to deal with it, man. Because it's not what the show's about. You know what, man? I'm just going to have to find a place to express that shit someplace else. It's fine. It's not what the show's about. It never is what the show's been about. And introducing it into the show was always, I think, a rather arrogant thing on my part. Because I thought... that my goddamn opinion would be so fucking important. You know, having an opinion doesn't necessarily mean that you're not educated or that you don't know the issues, but I think thinking your opinion may be important. I don't know anybody's opinion that's important other than the guy that pushes the fucking button, you know? That would be the prez, and his opinion's important. You know, and the opinions of the guys that advise him as to whether he should push the fucking button. But I digress. What? What the fuck, man? Mine comes round like a roundabout, whistles and sings. Well, I don't know, man. See which tweets are... Well, this is interesting. Which tweets are driving the most activity? Your tweets earn so in over this 28-day period. I don't know whether that's good. It's probably not that good. My tweets, I'm an average tweeter at best. I ain't all that fucking great, you know. Which tweets are driving the most? The biggest tweet that I tweeted was the tweet with the bunny rabbit, way here. And that had 89 engagements. What does that mean, engagements? Engagement rate. Okay, and then there's this picture here. Look at this, man. It's impressions. I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of this shit means, man. I got to look into this stuff, but it's all bullshit, you know. It's all bullshit. Okay, last 20 days, export data. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to get over to my Google, you know. This is Google. I'm going to get over to Google here. And this is searching. I'm searching 18 Hollywood box office. Guess that's it. 18 Hollywood box office bombs. You know what? I didn't even hit search on this fucker. 2013. Here it is. Yep, this is it, the richest. This was the article that that I wanted. Okay. Oh, man, are you bullshitting me, dude? Look, see this shit? It's all unprintable shit. So I got to go back. Hmm. 18 worst box office bombs of 2014. Here it is. What about, are you telling me I gotta fuck you, motherfucker? So what do I gotta do with this goddamn thing, man? I gotta print this bitch like this? No, there's no fucking way. I can't print this motherfucker? Yeah, I can. Good. One. Oh my God, this is impossible fucking bull. Ay, 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 man. 1 through 9. All right. God damn it. I guess. I don't know. Margaret has a bit here. Sex Tape. Jason Segel. These are all films that, according to the richest, stiffed the fucking, just stiffed it, Jack. Now, I don't want to say anything. I don't know this movie, Winter's Tale. I don't know this movie, Expendables. I like those guys. This looked like a piece of shit. Not because Seth MacFarlane. I think Seth MacFarlane's a brilliant voiceover cat. But I don't know why the cat qualifies for a movie, you understand? And, you know, the sense of humor there is borderline. I get it. I know people like it. But anyway, I don't know what this flick is. This looks like a stiff. I mean, it won too many times to the well with the gov. Tyler Perry's The Single Mom's Club. I ain't seen it, but I'm glad to see this guy stink it out, because it's like Tyler Perry's... Next thing is going to be Tyler Perry's fucking dick. Why don't you just make a movie called Tyler Perry's Dick? That would be... There's The Legend of Hercules. Whatever, man. I, Frankenstein. Huh? Is that supposed to be Frankenstein with a couple of little makeup things on him? Sex Tape. It's got that, it's got that fucking, American Pie look. The same surprised thing. And he doesn't even have a heart on. I mean, come on. Or maybe he does. Uh-oh. Draft Day. Yeah. Kevin Costner. I don't know. 3 Days to Kill. Kevin Costner. I don't know. Edge of Tomorrow, well, if you saw Oblivion, we don't need any more space operas from our good friend Mr. Cruz. These people look like douchebags. Who are they? Who's this guy? I can't tell. I don't know who they are. I know, but there's Morgan Freeman. That much I do know. This guy looks like a douche. This guy looks like a super douchebag. I could be, that looks like Ashley Judd. This kid should just go away. Who are they? I don't know. Pompeii, right. Million Dollar Arm, sure. And that was the big bust out for our good close personal friend there, John Hamm. This was his first movie, right, wasn't it? I don't know. Deliver Us from Evil, never heard of it. I don't know what that is. I haven't seen this one, I wouldn't go see because I'm an adult. But you would think that with Oz and all that shit, it might be a winner for the kiddie poos, but apparently it was not. Apparently it stunk the joint out, so... Hey, man. Hey, bitch. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. Hey, bitch. All right, so we're going to get ready to do our show here this morning, today, whatever time you're watching this motherfucker. This motherfucker. I'm going to pay off and get rid of this motherfucker right now. What movie is that from? Heat. You got it.
All right, I think we've had enough there, Phil.
No, we haven't.
I'm doing a breath check. You know what is childish, really it is.
Margaret.
No, what's childish is when I do a breath check, you make a big thing.
Well, Miss Graham, I don't have to see you do it.
No, this is a natural act. A natural act.
I think the San Diego Chargers need to get a fucking new uniform or something, will you? Look at that. Poor guy's laying on the ground dead, and you know what? Fruck it, man. Fruck it. F-R-U-K. Okay.
Okay, it's time to do the show, so let's do it. And I hope you, hope you enjoy it, okay?
All right. Phil Hendry Show.